blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob Chapin, and we're talking about what's going on in the financial markets. And, you know, one of the things that a lot of people are concerned about is the stability of our banking system. And we hear that an awful lot of our banks out there really, of course, do not have adequate reserves. They've actually gotten a lot of these toxic material, these are toxic investments. We certainly, Citicorp, Merrill Lynch, J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley, a lot of these. But I'm talking about just the smaller banks. In fact, there was one that just went belly up somewhere up in the northern part of the United States this last week when they were simply taken over by federal regulators. Where do we stand with the banking system in the United States? Where do we stand with the banking system, the stability of the banking system in Europe and the rest of the world?
Well, I think to finish up on the tail end of what we were talking about in the last segment, and that is that the banks have a loophole, and what they can do is create commodity contracts and sell them to hedge funds, pension funds, and others. There's a lot of volume in the arena, so to speak, that doesn't show up on the COMEX and in other exchanges in regard to commodities. And that is sending commodity prices substantially higher. And so it's a combination of things. As far as the solvency of the banking system is concerned, let me just say this as far as Bear Stearns is concerned. The company is being dismantled, but it was a financial assassination. That firm should have never gone under. And I think it was payback for them not having participated in 1998 in the bailout of LTCM, which was a hedge fund. And I think they were getting back at them. Plus, they wanted to steal their assets. And the loan of $29 billion that was given to J.P. Morgan Chase to effect that, that loan was from the Federal Reserve, and that loan was backed by the U.S. taxpayer. And the Federal Reserve knew that they were going to be using a 1932 law that had only been used in 1932 and early in the 1930s to help finance financial companies that were on the ropes, which Bear Stearns was one of the difficult cases. And but they let Bear Stearns deliberately go under. And so we've got Lehman Brothers, which is on the edge, and there's many, many more. They are not showing their losses on their balance sheets. They're putting them off balance sheet. The FAS system, which is an accounting system where you're supposed to mark your assets to the market, to their real value, has not as yet in many cases been applied. And these losses could be coming out for the next couple of years. I noticed at the G7 meeting, everybody agreed that all the banks would come clean as to what their problems were, and they refused to do it. And the banks still won't lend to each other either. And so where is the banking system? I think between 150 and 300 banks are going to go under in the next 3 years. I tend toward the 250-300 area. I think that one medium-sized bank going under would wipe out the FDIC and the money that they have for that. And I think that there's going to be a lot of merges rather than wipeouts. because they don't have the money to pay for them. And a good example would be what Bank of America was told to do by the Fed in relation to Countrywide Financial. I mean, they're going to be paying those debts for years to come. And the losses are tremendous. But that's the kind of thing I think will be foisted upon larger banks. Of course, they'll get a bigger piece of the pie, and when all is said and done, you know, maybe we'll end up with 200 or 300 banks, maybe a lot less. And I think in time, over the next 5 or 6 years, there'll be more mergers, and we could end up with 20 or 30 or 40 banks. And so that, I think that's where all of that is going. And if your bank goes under, you're insured for $100,000, no more. So if you're a business and you have $125 in your account, or you're an individual and you have $200 in your account, you got a problem. And so people should make sure that they don't have them there. Another thing, too, is certificates of deposit. If you have them with a bank and the bank goes under, you're stuck. You're just like another shareholder. And so you don't want to own CDs. What's the alternative? Swiss franc government bonds, if you must be in an interest-bearing instrument. And so anybody that wants help with that, we can help you. We can tell you how to do it and who to go to and so on and so forth. But with the banking situation the way it is and what it's evolving into, I wouldn't keep any substantial amount of money in any bank or any CD with any bank or any financial institution for that matter. These major brokerage firms have CDs. Don't touch them with a 10-foot pole.
And because right now there's a big drive on to get people into annuities. What do you think about annuities?
Well, generally speaking, the commissions are too high. And I'm not a believer in annuities. Never. And incidentally, I had a insurance license for 28 years, so I know lots about insurance. If people are going to have insurance, my feeling is that you buy pure insurance. And it's also referred to as mortgage insurance. And you buy the cheapest amount of insurance that you can for the term that you need it the most. And that's the formative years of your family. Maybe get term insurance for 20 or 25 years in an amount that will allow you to die so you'll have enough money that your wife can handle the expenses of raising a family, etc. And a lot of people insure the wife as well, and I think that's a good idea. And very often you get a smaller rate. In other words, if the insurance you want is for X and it costs $1,400 a year and you add your wife on, it's not 28, it's usually like 22. And in other words, you throw your wife in for good measure. But anyway, I think that's a good idea. I like that kind of insurance, always have. Life insurance is a loser because inflation just devours you. So you buy pure insurance and you sidestep a lot of the high commissions that are in the other types of insurance. And that's my feeling on insurance.
Right. Of course, the reason I don't like annuities is because of the inflation. You know, with the inflation rates as it is today, those people with annuities are simply getting wiped out 10-12% a year.
Well, you know, in some states, in fact, I think in all states, if a insurance company is not able to guarantee what they pay what they've guaranteed, say the insurance company guarantees 4.5%. return, whether it's on a life policy or annuity, if they can't make that, they can get state legislation to change that, say, to 4 or 3.5 or 3%, because all they have to do is tell them that we go under if you don't change it, and there's room within the law to do that. So they may tell you you get a guaranteed 4.5%, and that's not true. And then on top of that, they don't tell you that, you know, inflation's 12.5%, and so you're a guaranteed 8% loser. And so, you know, that's the gamut that people are facing. And so, again, pure insurance is the way to go, and then you invest your money elsewhere.
Well, it looks like the automotive industry is even more trouble than it was. Certainly General Motors and Ford, have all these SUVs, gas guzzlers, big trucks. Nobody's buying them. Aren't they having to retool and really try to cut back? And aren't they actually losing money? My understanding is Ford and General Motors are losing money on every vehicle they produce. Now, you can keep that up for a certain length of time, but after a while, you can't pick it up in volume.
And restate that. The phone was cutting out.
I was saying that my understanding is that General Motors and Ford are losing money on almost every vehicle they produce now.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. But I think what they're after here is the brand name. And I think they're going to allow their companies to go under and salvage the name because they want to produce vehicles in other countries. Like Ford is building a $3 billion plant in Mexico to produce the Fiesta. And the bottom line now is that there's two tiers of payment for workers in Mexico, just like there are in the United States. Only instead of being $29 an hour, being cut to $14.50 an hour for new hires as they are in, say, Detroit. In Mexico, they're cutting it from $4.50 to $2.25, and that wage is lower than the Chinese. And so that's how they got the deal. Now, whether the Mexicans got the plant built there, whether they make money or not is irrelevant. They probably will make money because it's a low-cost car, and they'll ship it all over the world. But the idea is to continue to ship the jobs out of the United States and hold that brand name.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman right here at Genesis.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster. Certainly my feeling is that some Americans are really beginning to hurt. Certainly we see the impact of rising oil cost projected over into the trucking industry, into the airline industry. It was very interesting. I flew Saturday night from Greenville, South Carolina, into Chicago. On a plane, a regular passenger plane, there were three passengers, there were three people in the crew. So we were equally numbered. You can't keep doing that very long. In fact, the what was really amazing to me was that the airport in Greenville, which is ordinarily bustling, Saturday may not be the best day, but there was just absolutely nobody there. I mean, it was really, really amazing. And I think we're going to see more and more of that. We notice the airlines are beginning to cut back on a lot of their flights. And then, of course, we certainly have the other things going on as far as the rising trucking costs, the rising in farming costs. Most people don't understand that the fertilizers are petrochemicals in large part, and the fertilizer price is going up, the price of seeds is going up, the price of the diesel fuel that the farmers are using to plow their fields is going up. How is this going to be reflected in the food prices, Bob?
No, I think it's going to be large, and I think most of it hasn't been reflected as yet. And don't forget the plastics industry. I mean, everything we use practically has oil derivative products, and you know, it's going to be throughout the entire economy of the world that people are going to pay for this. And it doesn't look like oil is going back to $50 or maybe even $80. And as long as the president and Israel keep on screaming about how they want to murder all the people in Iran, we can't expect oil to go down. We can't take the extra speculation out of the market. And so the longer it stays there, the longer it probably will stay there.
All right, do you think a lot of the rise in price of oil is simply speculation, commodity manipulation?
I don't think it's manipulation. I just think it's a tremendous amount of speculation, probably about 30% more than normal. I've seen others say as much as 60, but I don't think that they're correct. I've been in these markets a long time, and I think 30% excessive speculation is probably close. And you got to remember, when you produce something and you want to get money for it so you can plan for the next crop or the next whatever, you have to sell it to somebody, you know, for delivery, say, in September. Let's say it's corn. And in order to do that, you have to have a speculator that thinks that that corn's going to be worth more between now and September. And so that's how that system has always worked. So you can't end speculation, period. I mean, it's got to continue. And again, who's behind it? It's the excessive speculation, the ringleaders of the banks. And why are they doing that? They were getting two-thirds of their income for packaging mortgages and making them into bonds and calling them collateralized debt obligations and structured financial vehicles of one kind or another. And many of them were put off balance sheet as well. And they were flogging these things to the public, and they were making lots of money. That game is over. The markets are frozen. And so they had to find something else to do. So they found this loophole, and they started to run commodities. And I don't think it's anywhere near over, because they started talking about it last week, and oil went down to 124 and went right back up again. So I think this commodity, actually it's a problem, is going to continue. I mean, we got ethanol, and everybody at the there was a big meeting, I forget what it was. It's in the forecaster. And everybody agreed that the ethanol production was one of the big links in the problem. And yet none of them would come out and present a finding that said, that's the problem, let's stop having Europe and the United States use corn to make ethanol. The other big producer, which is Brazil, uses sugar.
And well, it's totally illogical, because, of course, it's driving up the cost of chicken, it's driving up the cost of milk and certainly of meat. And I've even heard that a lot of the meat producers are simply going to slaughter their cows because they just can't afford the corn there to feed them with. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Bob Chapin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Back here, I guess, is Bob Chapman. And before we go on, Bob, I would like you to go ahead and to get your webpage out there and let people know how they can get in touch with you and perhaps get a free copy of the International Forecaster.
The forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and we also have a hard copy, which goes out twice a month. The Wednesday and Saturday issues run around 30 pages each. We have a site on the internet that you can visit. Through that, you can get a free introductory copy as well as by calling. The internet site is theinternationalforecaster.com. The international, FORECASTER.com. If you'd like to email us, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to call toll free to get a free introductory copy, you can call 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188.
Well, let's see. We've certainly, one of the things that's rather impressive as you begin looking at the internet, because you'll never see this in most of the major mainline newspapers because they're all controlled, but certainly there are food riots in many countries throughout the world. The price of rice and the other staple foods has gone up, and the people just don't have the money. They're rioting, and of course the countries are scrambling to try to provide the food, but they're in a catch-22 position as well. So certainly there is tremendous concern about the rising price of food throughout the world, which is directly and can be directly linked to the rising price of oil. So certainly this is promoting certainly instability in countries throughout the world. How's the economy doing over in Europe? I mean, are they holding up pretty well?
Well, it's starting to fade and has over the past 6 months. The countries differ from one to another. Generally speaking, Germany is doing well, as Switzerland and Holland. Belgium hasn't had a government for a couple of years. They're upside down and they've got a lot of problems. Italy and Spain are really under terrific pressure. Italy, mismanagement. Spain, a housing problem like we have. And England has a housing problem, as does Ireland. And so everything is headed down over there. And they've got inflation at the same time. They're calling it, on average in the Eurozone, around 3.6%, when in fact it's over 7%. Every country lies about everything nowadays, and it's politically and socially acceptable. I mean, we have a world of liars. It's just as simple as that. And so everybody expects everybody to lie to each other. And with the International Forecaster and your program, Stan, we try to bring people the truth. so that they can make better decisions in respect to their life and particularly their money. And so Europe is doing better than we are, but in the final analysis, they're going to get hurt because most of the countries are exporters, and they continue to export to keep their economies going, and they're going to get hurt. I noticed today China said that the United States should do something about stabilizing the dollar. And I think that China should be more concerned about their own currency because it's starting to appreciate in a big way. And the fact that they're holding part of $1.3 trillion, a good part, in U.S. dollars. So they have a mountain of problems.
All right, fine. Well, Cindy, we know that things are not quite anywhere near as good in Europe as they have been in the past. Oh, how about exporting from the United States? Are exports holding up pretty well? Is the falling price of the dollar really been an advantage to us so we can export more?
It has. The only problem is it only makes up somewhere between 10 and 13% of the economy now. It used to be 25 to 30%. And so, you know, based on that, the economy's been helped, but as it has not been helped in a way that people would think it might be helped. And it's a problem. And I did a survey, did a lot of research, and I found out on a USDX basis, now that is the dollar index as it's called, which closed today around just under 73, down from 120 about 2 years ago. And I expect that at 55, and that's a deterioration further from 73 down to 55, that the GDP will only increase via export because of that drop in the value of the dollar against other currencies. The GDP will only increase 0.5%. So we're not going to get any big boost from that. And most of the figures I used on that were from the World Bank and the IMF, so it'll help, but, you know, nothing special.
Well, anybody's out there in the listening audience, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you'd like to talk to Bob Chapman. My understanding is that the General Motors, Ford, are really cutting back on the number of man-hours per car. In fact, I was reading where General Motors has the man-hours per car down to about 30 hours. That's all the human involvement. Everything else is done by robots. And, of course, now with the declining wage scales and benefits for the workers, this is really going to put General Motors and Ford into a much more competitive position as far as Toyota and the cost of their vehicle. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's probably so. But if you notice, the Toyota's cutting back. And so, yes, their share of the market is increased to number two, but they have the same problem. Imports into Japan last month were down 20%. This is automobiles from other countries. And so all the countries are experiencing a cutback in the purchase of vehicles. So no matter what they do, they're going to have problems.
All right, well, I'm sure they are. In fact, I think we are moving towards, first of all, into a recession. But I think that the depression is not far behind. What are your thoughts?
Unfortunately, I have to agree, because the Federal Reserve and other central banks can't continue to pour trillions of dollars into financial companies just to keep them afloat. I mean, it can't go on forever. And there's going to come a time when people are going to stop speculating and people are going to stop buying money, renting it, borrowing it. And when when that happens, you're going to go into deflation. And once it starts, there is no way you're going to stop it. It's virulent. I mean, you can always do things to stop inflation, like don't spend any money. But you're always, you know, at the cusp of tipping from inflation to deflation. And it will happen. When? I figure 2.5-3 years down the line, but there's no set figure. I mean, I don't know. I don't know when that event's going to happen.
Well, what about war? Because traditionally, when governments are faced with financial problems, they want to go to war. Well, of course, we're already at war, but it's really not that big a war. We've only lost 4,700 men there. We've never been allowed to win the war. We've never tried to win the war. If you, any of our listeners who have not yet read Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez's book, which we will carry, called Wiser in Battle, will realize the military fought valiantly, never allowed to win the war. But, oh, certainly, you know, traditionally, societies, when they get into trouble economically, they want to expand the wars. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yes. No, that's what Iran's about. That's what Georgia, Kosovo could be about. We've got Syria and Lebanon. And who knows what else they can cook up. I mean, they desperately need another military action. And that's typical historically. And I think that they will cook one up. And where it'll be, probably Iran. And it could turn into a nuclear war. You know, Russia and China have treaties with Iran. Are they going to come to their aid? If they do come to their aid, and there's an even money chance that they might, then the result would be nuclear war. And I'll tell you something, I wouldn't want to be living in any major city in the United States or in Europe, because there's a good chance they'll be obliterated.
And that's a pretty gruesome thing to think about, but I think it's a very real reality. I mean, I think the United States is doing everything they can to build up the military potential of communist China and the military potential of communist Russia. And we've been doing it for a long period of time, creating the best enemies money could buy, just as we did with Adolf Hitler, as we did with the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. It's like deja vu all over again. And I really am very, very concerned. I share your concern, Bob, that there is a very real possibility, which is very, very seldom talked about. But, you know, if we have just a little limited war with Iran, the trouble is nobody knows what's going to happen. I mean, you may think you're going to have a limited war. That's what the English said back in 1899, when they're going to have a war with the Boers, for the Boer War. It's going to be a limited war. Our boys will be home by Christmas. They just never said which Christmas. And that was a runner-up to the First World War and the 21 million people that died there. And that was a runner-up to the Second World War and the 60 million people who died. But now we've got real weapons. We've got nuclear weapons that can eliminate hundreds of millions of people with the press of a button. And the average American says it could never happen. And I'd like to know why, if God is just. Of course he's going to bring judgment on the United States. And I think that we make a very real mistake when we ignore the spiritual aspect of what's going on today. Well, anyway, Bob, as far as the economy is concerned, they're sure playing games with gold and silver.
Yeah, they are. And it's very obvious. It's blatant. It's arrogant. They don't care. And they continue to do it. But it's not only with gold and silver. They're doing it almost every day with the stock market. And of course, it affects the better quality, particularly stocks in the market. I mean, today's a good example. For no apparent reason, the Dow's up 70 points. The equivalent of S&P was up 9. And NASDAQ was off 90 equivalent Dow points. And so, you say to yourself, well, how does something like that happen? And it happens because it's fixed. It's just as simple as that. And they do the same thing with the gold and silver market. I start tracking it every morning at 3:30 a.m. And you can see the manipulation going on if you're a professional. And obviously after almost 50 years, I count myself as a professional. And so, yes, it is going on. And it affects the gold and silver stocks, and to some degree, because of the shorting and the naked shorting and the puts and so on and so forth. And it makes it difficult for investors in general, because they say, well, why is this being done? I mean, how can they get away with that? Well, unfortunately, governments do what they want to do. And governments break the law all the time. And governments become the law from time to time. And so that's why we give information out to people. We publish the Forecaster. And we also answer people's questions, particularly when they have portfolios and ask specific questions about coins or stocks or whatever, and even other things, 401ks and things like that. And we don't charge them for that. And, you know, we had an event happen today where one of the stocks that we follow jumped up. It's called Elmer Resources, whose name was changed to Remstar. In fact, anybody who's listening who owns it, contact me. But the point is that you got to stay on top of these things, and that's what we do for the clientele.
Right now, you're not very bullish on the general stock market, are you?
No, I think it's going to go down. I mean, the news is dreadful. Half the banks in the United States are technically bankrupt.
What about General Electric? Certainly that has always been one of the bellwether stocks of America.
Well, General Electric is really a moneylender. That's their main business. And GMAC is similar. And GMAC may very well go under. Cerebus owns half of it, and GM, General Motors owns a part of it still. And GE has been making loans not only in the United States, but worldwide. I mean, you can get out of Central America and South America and Mexico, and they're making home loans and things like that. The interest rate usually runs around 10 or 11%. So they like doing business in those countries because they have very strict rules, and the yield, you know, a mortgage, 30-year fix to the United States, or even a 15-year fix to about 5.15, and when you're getting double that, it's a pretty lucrative market. So GE's deeply involved in those markets, but one of the good things about being in those markets with GE is that only about 1%, 1.5% of the people in all those countries finance their homes. Most everybody builds their own homes or buys a home, and they pay cash. Most Americans don't know that. The situation that exists in the United States exists in England and to a degree in Canada. But in foreign countries to the south of us, there's not a lot of leverage in that industry. And so GE has done well there.
All right, well, we're out of time, but Bob, thank you very much. Our guest has been Bob Chapin, International Forecaster. We're going to be back here in just, a moment to wrap up the program. We'll talk to you later, Bob. Thanks so much.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information location on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who has a business, credit card, automobile, medical, or unsecured loan debt of $10,000 or more, and you can't make your monthly payments, why don't you call David Lemure and his debt settlement company at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, because they'll contact your creditors, they'll negotiate a 30 to 60% reduction of what you owe, and arrange for a convenient payment schedule that'll get you out of debt in 12 to 36 months. Why don't you call today? Because the penalties and interest on your debt is increasing, and call David Lemure at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, and start getting out of debt today.
World Products now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time I need to remind you that Radio Liberty is still primarily listener-supported, and believe me, we depend upon those of you who believe in what we're doing and believe in our message. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do want to mention, if you're interested in financial affairs, I think my talk on the financial tsunami, along with the syllabus, will give you an excellent overview. Our pamphlet on the history of money and on the financial meltdown, other pamphlets are only $3.95 each, but they'll give you an excellent oversight. Of course, the classic book is The Creature from Jekyll Island by our good friend Ed Griffin, who I've known for 46 years now. And Ed Griffin writes an excellent book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. We sell about 20 copies of those books throughout the world every single week. It is certainly the most important book that will give you a grasp of the fraudulent nature of our current monetary supply. Then, of course, we carry the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton. The book, Fiat Money Inflation in France, by Andrew Dickinson White, and books, Gold for Survival and Gold for Investment by Professor Sutton. So they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to getting some of the other material we have. If you have not yet laid in the supply of food, you need to get it in. Believe me, we could have a war with Iran. We could have oil go to $150 or $200 a barrel and just shut down everything in this country. There's a possibility, a very real possibility, of a surprise chemical, nuclear, biological attack. Whether it would come from abroad or be staged here, like the Gulf of Tonkin incident, like the sinking of the Maine, like the sinking of the Lusitania. They create incidents to justify expanding government control over the lives of the people. Don't put off making your preparations. You need to get the DVD sheltering in place. How do you protect your home? How do you prepare it in case there's a chemical, biological, or attack, neurological attack? So then, of course, we have the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills. We have the book, Making the Best of Basics. We have a four-tape set on civil defense. Make your preparations now. If you have not laid in the supply of food, we'll be glad to send you a free catalog. It's got all sorts of wheat grinders and all the things that you need to prepare for the difficult times that lie ahead. How soon? I can't tell you. But remember, far better a month too early than one day too late. So you still need to get a Berkey water filter if you don't have one, or lay in an extra supply of filters. And then, of course, if you'd like a free food catalog, we'll be glad to send it to you. You need to lay in a supply of medicines, those that you're going to need, the things that you need for just basic looking after yourself and your family. So let me suggest certainly that you give real consideration to laying in a supply of emergency food, getting yourself a food grinder, a wheat grinder. But the number to call if you'd like to get a free catalog, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you already have a catalog, don't put it off, because we never know what tomorrow is going to bring. So our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you would like a free regular catalog, a health catalog, or a food catalog, give us a call. We'll get them for you. Ordinarily, you'll get your catalogs in DVD or in CD-ROM form, unless you ask for a written one. We'll be glad to send you a written one. But make your preparations now. Remember, tomorrow could be too late. And we'll be back in a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent.